everyone. Welcome back to London, where the Vikings were victorious 33-16 over the Cleveland Browns right here at Twickenham Stadium. This is the Between the Lions postgame report. It's brought to you by Gatorade. We're happy. We're in a good mood. We have a long flight ahead of us, but we got the bye to rest and celebrate this victory.
Yep, the worldly edition of Between the Lines in transatlantic fashion. But the more things change, the more they stay the same. Whether we play in North America or Europe, we win. Four consecutive wins, Kings of the North, out of the bye, into a game against Washington. A lot of great things to follow this week at Vikings.com and just to relive the victory over Cleveland today. But this team's rolling along nicely.
They are. It was, as they would say here, a bit dodgy early in the game. The Browns were winning like 13-9, and yours truly was getting nervous. Thankfully, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, calmed me down. We wound up taking control in the second half. What was key to evening things out and winning?
I mean, you sit by me for all these Vikings games. You are the road statistician.
Right.
You know, and at home, you know, you also help with stats. So you know I can become anxiety-filled during some Vikings games when they're tightly contested. But I just did enough work on the Browns with their previous seven games to know, with all due respect, I mean, I don't want to see a team go 0-16. That sucks. People who work with the organization, the coaches, the players, everything, that sucks when you keep losing. So I'd like the Browns to win, but they've been in at least four games this year, Tennessee, Jets, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, where it looked for a long period of the game like they were going to win. And then they find a way to lose, and that kind of happened today a little bit. So I felt all along the Vikings would win the game. They did. And we're a first-place operation. That feels pretty good, doesn't it?
It does feel good. And by the way,
high five has to take place at the end of this.
I know.
I mean, Twitter went nuts.
Right, we forgot last week.
When we had no high five after the
It's forthcoming.
Thank you.
I want to say one thing about the Vikings offensive line. Tough as nails, this offensive line. They lose another starter in the middle of the game today. Yep. They continue to ground and pound on the ground well enough to keep defenses off balance, and they kept Case Keenum clean, save for one sack.
Wabi and I, Saturday evening, went to O2 Arena to see Music Immortality, Daryl Hall and John Oates. So as the offensive line goes in Daryl Hall and John Oates-like fashion, they're making my dreams come true. And you have man-eaters all up and down that line.
Yes.
Because they were just smashing on the Cleveland Browns today. Now, Rashad Hill came in and played right tackle. His kiss had to be on my list. And Danny Isadora, the rookie Kane, he came in and played left guard and got his first start. Played well. Elfline is playing incredibly well right now. You know, he plays offensive line, so you really got to do the all-22 deep dive to figure it out. Or do what we do, talk to coaches and have them break it down for you. This rookie from Ohio State is incredibly good. Reef's really good. And Case Keenum also gets rid of the ball quickly. It's all clicking along nicely.
It was a Sarah smile-like smile for Everson Griffin after the game. His sack streak continues. The Vikings had three on the day, and they really neutralized DeShone Kizer.
And thanks for all of your private eyes watching us in the worldly edition of Between the Lines at Vikings.com.
Presented by Gatorade. We are 6-2, and we're on a bye. Now, for 2 weeks, because the rest of today and next week, you just root against as many NFC North teams as you can find. That's what we do.
That's fun.
And then we come back and play the Redskins after the bye. So we're super pumped up. Victory high five.
Victory high five, baby. Yes.
Good job.
We got to make up for last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
it.
Let's
we're
go.
Going home. Thanks for watching Vikings.com and the Between the Lions postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wabi saying so long from Twickenham.